Hi everyone, I'm Cho Phillips with Longevity. I'm here today in Boston, Massachusetts at Alice's Table.
Hi, I'm Alice Lewis, founder and CEO of Alice's Table. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Alice. We're so excited to be here today and learn all about Alice's Table and your journey. Maybe you could help us by just sort of starting out on before Alice's Table, because there's a lot of our students out there that are still contemplating on whether or not they're going to jump in and start their own business in the wedding and event industry. So what about you? How did you get started?
Yeah, so after university and graduate school, I went and started working for a couple of different startups. And I really learned kind of the foundation of launching your own business, all of the different pieces and parts that you have to know to become a business owner. And that, I think, gave me the confidence to launch Alice's Table. I've loved the event business since I was a little girl. My mom's an interior designer. So I grew up, you know, throwing parties with her, styling photo shoots, all of those things, which, again, just kind of added to my love of flowers and my love of the events business.
Fantastic. So what gave you the idea for Alice's Table and the concept that, and maybe you can go into explaining that.
Absolutely. So Alice's Table helps women launch their own businesses teaching flower arranging classes. So we give you the tools and training you need to get started, and then help you go out to bars and restaurants, people's homes to teach fun flower arranging classes, you know, get your friends together to do a wreath making class, things like that, also weddings. My idea really started when I realized how many women are looking for side gigs. They want a flexible way to make money, earn an income, but maybe they have another job or they are taking care of family at home.
Which flexibility is so important?
Flexibility is so important. And that really was the impetus. It's like, how can we create a business that allows women to make their own schedule, make money, and have fun while doing it?
Right, right. That's fantastic. And so how many markets are you in now?
So we're in 41 states across the U.S., and we have about 310 execs, so ladies that have launched their businesses that we support.
Fantastic. So if someone's just getting started, has a love of flowers, yeah, what is the most simplistic and easiest way to sort of get their toe wet in the water and sort of check it out and get started?
Absolutely. So the best thing to do is come to one of our events. You can go to our website, alicestable.com, and find all of our events listed there. Go to an event in your area, see if you love it. And if you do, we'd love to tell you more about our exec program.
Fantastic. And then you were telling me there's a really great collaboration partnership that even our event planners can do, or wedding and event planners, to help a bride out who maybe doesn't have a big budget for flowers. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so our assisted DIY weddings, we like to call them. So there are often two camps of brides. One who hires full-fledged florists, right? Usually very expensive. And then there's the other bride who wants to DIY her wedding, make her own flowers, and she has the confidence to do that. I like to say that's a little bit like getting a giant IKEA cabinet and trying to build it the day before your wedding. It can be so stressful. But for the budget-conscious bride, that's great. We like to offer something right in the middle. So we bring a professional in, one of our execs, to come in with the bride, her family, usually the bridesmaids, all get together. It's typically a bridal luncheon, so you're getting a bridal luncheon for the price of your flowers.
Nice.
And together we build the arrangements, everything you need for your wedding.
I love it, I love it. And what sort of arrangements do they make?
So all sorts. We can make boutonnieres, bouquets, you know, corsages, anything you'd like. We have three standard packages, but then also we can do a customization package. So the bride can send us her Pinterest dreams and we will create those for her.
Wow, and so how does the budget fluctuate based on items, or what about centerpieces?
So we have three standard centerpiece sizes. So we have a large, a medium, and then a smaller, which is typically for a cocktail table. But some of our brides use it for you know, their centerpieces if they're more budget conscious.
And then what about, you know, a lot of the problems with normal florist is like getting the right flower during the right season.
Yes.
How do you guys work that part out?
Yes, absolutely. It's really difficult, right? And a lot of brides book their wedding and don't realize that in that season, they might not be able to get their dream flower. So first and foremost, we like to talk to our brides as early as possible, or work with the planner as early as possible to say, you know, these are the flowers that are available during the season of the wedding. Or if she hasn't picked her date yet, you know, do you have any dream flowers? And let us tell you, you know, peonies, you really need to be in this season, right? So educating. Exactly. So educating our bride. And our standard packages are really flowers that are generally available across seasons. Okay. So we do make sure that those are available.
What about petals? You know how brides love to put petals everywhere and down the aisle. Do you guys have that available to them?
Yes, we do. So petals, really the best way to do that is just get roses and take them off the heads.
Okay.
So what we do is we sell by the stem as well. So it's an additional, you know, by the stem package that we'd give you.
And then what's the range? How, you know, affordable would that be for a DIY bride?
Yes. So our weddings really range. They start usually around $650 and go up to just over $3,000. And that's, you know, anything and everything in between. Our standard centerpiece, our medium-sized centerpiece, is about $65.
Okay.
Our large bride bouquet is $125.
Gotcha.
So that kind of gives you a baseline.
And is that's with the bride doing it herself?
That is with the bride doing it herself.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does that compare?
You know, it's about, I like to say it's about halfway between do it yourself and a full-fledged florist. As you know, bouquets can be, you know, the size that we give for the large is about a $300 florist bouquet.
Okay.
And we'd expect the bouquet, actually these are about the size of our mid-size, our $65 table centerpiece. So you get a good amount of flowers.
So I know a lot of florists, when they are sort of pricing out their flowers, it's like per stem, and even a designer sort of like draws it out and fills it in with the types of flowers. Is it similar to that?
Yes. So what we do is we have our standard packages, which you can look at all the stem counts as the bride or as the planner and see what's offered. And then also we kind of generally, it's about the same stem counts for the customization packets, unless you'd like us to fill an entire vase full of ranunculus, at which point we would have to tell you, hey, that's going to be X dollars to be able to do that.
So if I were an exec and I'm planning an event and my bride picks out something from Pinterest,
yes,
what do I do next?
So you would meet with one of our execs and we would walk through your wedding with you and the bride.
Okay.
And then we'd give you an estimate. So we'd go away, we'd kind of fill out all of our forms and give you an estimate to see if that's what you're interested in.
I see. Okay. So if one of our event planners brought a bride to one of your execs.
Yep.
As an exec, what sort of support do they get from Alice?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So an exec goes through our full bridal training. So that's an additional training that's offered for free to our execs.
Okay.
They go through that training process, which is two calls with our staff, as well as video and written content.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're ready to book their first wedding. So they can go out and look for brides. Once they have a bride, we walk them through step by step. So there are things like questionnaires that they'll fill out with the bride.
Mm-hmm.
And we're with them every step of the way. So we have a consultation to say, here's what your timeline for your wedding event should be.
Mm-hmm.
All of those pieces and parts, we really hold your hand through, particularly in your first wedding. After your first wedding, you're a pro, you know how to throw one of the events, but we like to walk you through the first process.
What about the logistics of getting flowers from point A to point B? Do the execs have to worry about all that? Or is that the support that your staff and your Alice's Table support?
So our execs are the person on the ground in whatever city or location this is. So corporate is never the person on the ground. It's you. Now, for a wedding, we do not transport flowers. So that is something we work with the bride on.
Okay.
We do the events typically the day before the wedding, and we recommend doing them in the wedding location, having some sort of transportation plan that she's thought of for the process.
Gotcha. Where do the flowers come from then?
Yeah, great question. Depends on the location.
Okay.
So either it's a wholesaler in that area.
Gotcha.
Or we will drop ship from Miami if we need to.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
And that's part of the training for them to source
absolutely
out those vendors and those distribution,
yes,
wholesale flower locations.
And we do all of the ordering, so
okay,
that's helpful.
Great. So one of the courses we offer is a floral wall. where they do just the whole wall. Would Alice's Table be able to help out with a floral wall?
We do not recommend that our execs do a floral wall. Okay. And the reason is,
you can't transport
that, right?
Well, you know, you build it on site.
You'd have to build it on site. So the bride would have to be okay with building it on site.
Right, right.
But typically floral walls, you want to do the day of the wedding. Right, you don't necessarily want your hydrangeas dying overnight. So we like to do those the day of, and the bride's typically not, you know, up for doing any of her flowers the day of.
No, of course not. It depends on the water source, right?
Right. Totally. Okay. Totally.
Someone told me that you were on Shark Tank. Can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, I was. I was on the most recent season, season 9.
Okay.
And it was amazing to what an amazing experience, first and foremost. We taught a flower arranging class to the sharks.
Oh, wow.
And then kind of jumped into the conversation about the business, which was fun.
Wow. And so who are your favorite?
Yeah, well, so we got an investment from Mark Cuban, and Sarah Blakely, who's the founder of Spanx.
Yes,
she was a guest judge on the episode we were on. So they went in together on a deal, which has been fantastic to have the two of them on board and helping us to really support entrepreneurs, our execs across the country.
That's fantastic. So that you get a lot of advice from them, including obviously their investment, but you get to see them regularly and...
Yeah, I mean, I wish I got to see them regularly. Being in Boston, we don't get to see them that much, but I certainly talk to them and get their advice, and they're involved, which is nice. And
fantastic.
And I think gives our execs also a level of confidence, right? That we have a support system that can really help them excel and succeed.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So tell me about the process. What made you go on the show?
So one of my friends actually said, have you ever thought about going on Shark Tank?
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really thought of it. I mean, I just had never crossed my mind. And so that night I went online and I filled out the contact form.
Wow.
And the producer got back to me. So I love that story because I think it really says to young entrepreneurs, you've got to give things a shot.
Right.
You don't always need to know someone or feel like you have a connection or go into a back door. Sometimes just filling out the contact form.
Right. Taking action.
It gets you there.
Yep.
And then, you know, they have an interview process and all of that. So.
Wow, that's such a fantastic, I love that because a lot of people stand in their own way. They are, you know, they're fearful of the unknown, right? And so they do nothing, frozen in fear.
Right.
And this is a great story where you just said, I'm going to fill out the app and see what happens.
Right, it's either going to work or it's not going to work.
Exactly.
You know, you've got to give it a shot. And I think that really is the foundation of entrepreneurship, right? Is there's so many people that have great ideas, great business ideas, but it's the people who actually take action on them and start and get over that fear of failure. Because as entrepreneurs, we all fail in moments.
That's how we learn.
That's how we learn. That is, you know, we fail forward to success. And so, you know, as I mentor people and talk to them, and, you know, sometimes our execs call and say, oh my gosh, I had to cancel an event. I didn't sell enough tickets. I say, that's fantastic. That means you learned what didn't work. Was it at the wrong time? Was the restaurant not great? You know, what about that event was not a success? And so that you can learn for your next event.
I love that. I really do, because, you know, there's a lot of people just probably listening to us now sitting in that same situation of like teetering on deciding to move forward. So tell me about that. How would an exec, if I were watching and I was interested in adding your exec program to my portfolio of work as an event planner, how would I get started and what would that look like?
I love that question. We have a bunch of event planners who choose to join us because it fits so perfectly together. As an event planner, you're used to planning these events. It's just another one in your arsenal. So you would get started, you'd go on our website and go to the exec page, become an exec, fill out the application, and then you'll actually be able to talk to one of our people in-house to learn everything there is to know about the program. We love for execs to be fully educated about the program to decide if it's a fit for them. And then from there, we give you the training and materials that you need to get started. So you go through video and written content, training series there in marketing and sales, and then event experience and floral knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll do a graduation video. So we want to make sure that you're ready for customers.
Right.
You'll do that graduation video and you're ready to go so you can start booking your events.
What's the graduation video? Tell me about that.
So the graduation video is effectively you teaching a class to the camera.
Oh, okay.
So it's you, you know, showing that you're ready for...
You know what you're doing.
And you know what you're doing. You've learned the floral knowledge that you need to go out there and start teaching.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so in the floral program, then you must be teaching processing and tools and all of those things, where to source your flowers, just like a regular florist.
Exactly, exactly. And then one of the great things is with Alice's Table, we like to call ourselves your back office. So we take all of the back office services off of you. So we do all of the contracting on your behalf. We do the event management, payment processing, and then all the ticketing and customer care.
Wow.
So any of your customers, you know, they need to switch events, they have some sort of issue, whatever it is, they call us, not you.
That's fantastic because, you know, that allows them to then be event planners.
Exactly, exactly. So you're in charge of booking the event, marketing the event, choosing the flowers for the event. We actually order them on your behalf to take that stress off of you. You pick them up or receive them and then get ready for your party.
That's really great because most event planners love the design and designing the whole experience and the, you know, the creative aspect of the atmosphere.
Right.
And then all that other logistical nightmare accounting. And
that is what we do.
Taken off the plate. That's fantastic.
Yes, yes.
That's really a great opportunity. And then you said that if I wanted to get started, what's the investment?
Yes. So it's $699 plus tax and shipping.
Okay.
And then what happens is you get a kit of materials that's for a 20-person party. So that's buckets, aprons, clippers, your rose strippers, everything you need to start up to 20-person parties. You can buy more later if you need, if you want to throw a 30-person party, or actually one of our amazing execs down in Texas just threw a 75-person sorority party.
Wow.
Which is crazy. She got some of her friend execs to come and teach with her.
Yeah.
So you can really grow your business into teaching larger events. But this gets you started and gets you off the ground.
Sounds like a lot of fun too. And florals, it's not just about making florals for the event. It's really, you know, it's sort of like having tea. It's like casual, it's fun, it's beautiful.
Right, so our events are all experiences. We actually never sell flower arrangements. So we'd never, you know, become a traditional florist. You're teaching the experience. So women are getting together for a birthday party to make bouquets, or holidays are obviously huge for us. I mean, Thanksgiving tablescapes, Christmas wreaths, all of those.
Wow. Yeah.
Easter table arrangements, right? In every season, there's some sort of kind of event that you can create bouquets for. Yeah, Mother's Day is big for us. It's
really
fun. It's really fun. Yeah. And you sell a lot of, you know, pears and have a lot of mothers coming, which is fun.
I bet. I bet that would be a nice gift.
Yes, absolutely.
To bring people
Actually, Good Housekeeping named us the number one experience to get this year.
Yeah, that, I can see that. My mother would love that.
Yeah.
So tell me this. What if there's someone who is really interested in flowers, but they've never really handled them before? Tell me how someone like that would get started.
Absolutely. We have execs who have never arranged flowers before get started and launch their business with us. And our training really goes, you know, step by step through the process. But I'd love to show you today what a flower arranging class is like.
Really?
Yeah,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get started.
Let's do it.
Okay.
One of our Nantucket collection bouquets. This is called Nantucket Reds.
Okay.
And so we're going to make this, and this is exactly what you do at an event. So an exec would teach this class, and you have people in the audience who are all
welcome.
Yes. Who are all learning right along with you, and everyone goes home with the beautiful bouquet that they create. So this is one of our standard arrangements.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
cute.
Yeah.
No, this would even be great. I could see something like this that even a fundraiser at like schools, you know,
absolutely,
where the kids come and make something and then you can give that to your teacher, right? Like
totally
end of the year.
Because
a lot of schools do fundraisers and things like that. I think there's a lot of great ideas for this experience as part of even a bigger event.
Right, we do them for fundraisers, weddings, birthday parties, lots of baby showers and bridal showers.
Right.
Flower crowns for baby showers, things like that.
Very good, I love it, I love it. Well, one of the things I think that's really great about this opportunity is we'd love to include it with our masterclass students as part of their course curriculum. I think this is something that every wedding planner should know.
Definitely.
Not just who an exec is and collaborate. I think that's the first step to getting started.
Right.
But I think, you know, if you're going to take your profession professionally and take it serious, I think you need to know, not necessarily make yourself a florist, but you need to know every aspect
basic
of your
skills,
profession.
Right. Even styling photo shoots, which I know event planners do more and more these days, you need that basic skill of flower arranging so that you can go in and make the photo shoot look right.
Exactly the way you want sometimes.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for having
thank
us today.
You.
And I really
Thanks
appreciate
so much
it.
For coming.
All right, well, I can't wait to work with you more.
Me too.